make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. Yes, engineer Frank and I are here ready to rock and roll. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about getting prepared for bacteria, all kinds of things in the news, and we're going to get you all ready, so you can defend yourself. Also, we're going to be talking about heart attacks and anxiety attacks. How can you tell the difference? And also, we're going to be talking, if we get time, about acid reflux. I got a whole bunch of stuff, but we'll see how the hour rolls to see how much we can fit in. But before we do the quack report, don't forget, coming up on the 9th of August, the 19th of August, Dr. Rebecca Carley will be joining us, so I hope you can mark your calendars for that. And we'll get some more information from her on some of the vaccines that they're conjuring up lately, lots of new things. So she's going to be with us for that. And she's always a delight, of course, Dr. Carley. If you're interested in checking out our website, it's reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And you go to our links page and click on her banner there. Well, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer and asking God for his divine protection and guidance and help, especially for all those who believe here. And, it's his will to guide and protect, and it's our job to ask. So mind the time, hit the knees, and seek the Lord's face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we got here in the quacker? Double mastectomies. A new study says, as a prevention to breast cancer, having a double mastectomy, 20-year study says it won't protect you from cancer. That's right. Mainstream medicine will say, go ahead. There's an option. Remove your breast, your ovaries, any of those female parts that tend to get cancerous and keep you from getting cancer in the future. But that's not the case. There's a 20-year study that was done by the University of Minnesota School of Medicine, which proves that that type of prevention is ineffective at keeping cancer away. So the study spanning found that the survival benefit for women who opted for the surgery before they got cancer was less than 1% in all cases studied. 1% benefit, less than 1% benefit. So surgeries possess, according to the study, virtually zero benefit, while it costs patients and insurance companies lots of money. So mastectomies motivated by fear, not by practical, hopeful prevention at the cellular level, not going to help you at all. Oh, last but not least in the quack report, we're going to be talking about this during the first segment of the show, these bacterias. State of Florida has issued a health advisory. Health officials there are warning beachgoers about the seawater bacterium that can invade cuts and scrapes and cause this flesh-eating disease. It's called Vibrio vulnificarius, which is a cousin bacterium to cholera. So it thrives in these salty, warm waters and lagoons. And according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control, if you ingest any of that water, you'll experience stomach pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. It also can infect any open wounds or scratches in the skin, and then it breaks down the skin and causes ulceration. And, of course, then you've got this bacteria-eating issue. So it can be transmitted also through eating and handling contaminated oysters and other shellfish, according to the CDC. 11 Floridians have contracted the bacterium so far this year, and two of them have died. In 2013, 41 people were infected and 11 people died. So Florida isn't the only state that has this flesh-eating bacterial disease, and you need to be aware. Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi all have recorded cases, and most people who contract this infection recover with the help of antibiotics, according to modern medicine, but severe skin infections may require surgery or even amputation, according to the CDC. They also said that people with a weakened immune systems are at high risk, and also for blood infections and sepsis from the bacterium, which are about have a 50% fatality rate, according to the CDC. So power up that immune system, folks. We're going to show you how. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about being prepared for these types of bacteria. They're really harmful because we live at a time where bacteria is adapting to survive. We realize that bacteria is surviving and mutating and spreading in populations which have weak immune systems. So bacteria are lurking in our foods, soil, air, and water, and we can become easily infected. So pharmaceutical companies are really not developing new antibiotics to treat these pathogens, and this may be a good thing. And at what point do we stop promoting the mutation of bacteria through drugs? But on the other hand, where does that leave us when we encounter these hardy, super surviving mutating bacteria? Well, let's check it out and see if we can come up with some alternatives. So why are antibiotics really limited? Well, when we use antibiotics to fight bacterial infections, we produce bacteria that adapts. So one reason the bacteria is able to adapt is that the antibiotics we use have isolated chemical components, and the bacteria can adapt to mimic them in order to evade the drug. Or the bacteria can make its own antidote to the antibiotic and kind of make it null and void. So modern medicine says that this is a mutating bacteria. Though the bacteria can develop resisting microbes within a short time, like within 3 months, and this is how it mutates. So when we send in a one-dimensional antibiotic to destroy a bacterial pathogen, it's kind of like cracking a code comprised of only one or two digits, and the pathogen goes no sweat. So not a problem for these adapting bacteria. So we need more complex antibacterial agents to fight off and defeat unfriendly bacteria. So let's look at our more complex options. If antibiotics are so easy for a bacteria to identify and to code them, what could be used to stop bacterial invasion? Well, logic would suggest that we use a more complex opponent, which is not so easily identified and defended against. So do we have anything that fits this type of counter-defense strategy? Well, yes, we do, and they're called herbs. So bacterial-fighting herbs have very complex properties, not so easily identified to make an antidote for and not to be resistant to. So herbs contain very complex bacterial-fighting compounds, which go way beyond the antibiotics. So let's take a look at a few of those herbs. Let's check it out. First off is garlic. Our, you know, ancient ancestors have used herbs like garlic to fight infections for thousands of years. While the elite had expensive doctors with fancy tools and off-the-wall treatments, well, the poor had garlic. So the poor had sanitary and malnutrition problems on top, working against them when they had bacterial infections. However, they often did survive their illness using garlic. So garlic has a very broad spectrum of compounds to be used against viruses, bacteria, and even parasites. So if you had to compare the defense action of garlic to a drug, it would be penicillin. So if it is really very effective against foodborne pathogens too, and also staph, strep, salmonella, and E. coli. So in my opinion, it isn't whether to use garlic or not, but in what form to use it. Do you use tablets, do you use liquids, or do you just eat it raw? Well, keep in mind that pills or tablets take time to be digested. Eating raw garlic is good, but you also need to eat a lot of it, like six or more cloves, and this can be nauseating to a person. So liquid concentrates are going to be absorbed right away and offer an alternative to eating large amounts of the raw garlic. So garlic naturally thins the blood, so use caution if you're taking medical doses or medicinal doses of garlic and if you're also taking the anticoagulants, so FYI. Now, on top of the garlic, I'd like to layer in the onion. The onion is a cousin to the garlic, and it's one of those wonderful antiseptic compound herbs, and it provides the body with vitamin A and vitamin C and high amounts of potassium and magnesium to the body. Now, these nutrients are essential to protect cells and to also move fluids out to cleanse away the infection. So onion's going to help the body to remove mucus and phlegm along with the bacteria, along with viruses and even fungus. So if it reduces inflammation, it helps that whole detoxification system work even better, and that's exactly what it does. Now, in ancient times, garlic and onion juice were applied externally to the body to fend off infectious bacteria during plagues. And not a bad idea, but you kind of smell garlicky. All right, now, next up on my list is echinacea. A lot of people are now familiar with echinacea. The lovely echinacea root is really packed full of antibacterial fighting compounds. Now, the human immune system will use these compounds to magnify the strength and efficiency of the immune system defenses. So I prefer to use the root when it's harvested in the fall. And this is when a majority of the plant compounds return to the root, and they're more potent than of the flower or the leaf form. So fresh echinacea root is going to be your most powerful, but dried echinacea root is still very impressive and has quite a punch. So what form is best? Do you use tea, pills, or tincture? Well, I always use the most potent form, and that's going to be the tincture. It is also much easier to adjust the dose for children and pets. I often will pair echinacea with garlic for more antibacterial fighting power. So echinacea root is also an excellent herb to use against tuberculosis. Now, of course, if you're using your echinacea, make sure, take a break. If you're using it 3 weeks straight, you want to take a little break from it and go back to it if you need to. Also, thyme herb is on my list because many people overlook the power of thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. Now, this is an herb that likes to combat bacteria. This herb has powerful oils that also will kill parasites. So during the Victorian age, thyme oil would be used to disinfect and clear away foul-smelling bacteria. So if you're using a thyme tincture, the dose to kill bacteria is going to be a full teaspoon. So thyme has long been used to fight against even the whooping cough bacteria, so keep that in mind. Marshmallow root is also on my list. It has some antibacterial properties. It's wonderful to use. I like to add it to other herbs because it also will soothe irritated and inflamed tissue. So you can add it to some of your other antibacterial herbs, and it's also going to have a synergistic effect and help those herbs work better, but it also will soothe inflamed tissue. If you're going to use it topically, marshmallow root will be absorbed in, and it takes irritation out of the skin and soothes it, so it's really nice, especially if you have some sort of sores or rash and that kind of thing. Now, ginseng is an excellent herb too. American ginseng, I wouldn't leave it out, and it has some wonderful bacteria-fighting abilities. It's an add-to to your arsenal, really. Ginseng will aid the other herbs that you're using to cleanse the body faster of all those dangerous pathogens. So the synergistic effect that ginseng offers, I would never overlook that. Also, next on my list is ginger root, because I like to add ginger to my bacteria-fighting herbs, because, as an herbalist, I like to refer to these type of herbs, the ginger root, the cayennes. They are the carrier herb. They will take and distribute the other herbs throughout the body and all those compounds and properties faster. And even when you add the ginger root, it'll get even to the smallest of your capillaries. So ginger root will make it very difficult for bacteria pathogens to hide out there. So ginger will accentuates the power of the other herbs. And cayenne, you can use cayenne. It's an option. However, ginger root's not quite as hot. So if somebody has an objection to the cayenne, you can substitute with the ginger. Maybe better in some situations to use the ginger root. Now, I also have peppermint leaf on my list. Any medical doctor probably would turn their nose up to any suggestion of using peppermint for serious bacterial pathogens like cholera, for instance. But I would use 2 full teaspoons of peppermint tincture for each application along with the other herbs I've just listed. So peppermint has an analgesic effect, and it's going to just make all the other herbs work even better. Now, let's talk about some topical uses real quick here. because we read and we hear about reports of people with the flesh-eating bacterias and the antibiotics have little to no chance of stopping it. So according to Australia's Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital, they have discovered that if you rub bacterial disinfecting oils on the skin, that it helps to kill and stop the spread of the bacteria. So tea tree oil, eucalyptus oil, or lemongrass oil used in conjunction with your immune system support herbs inside the body to defend against things like MRSA, MERS, staph, flesh-eating bacterias, cholera, all the drug-resistant bacterial infections, it's a plus. Okay, so if you've got something on the skin that's a bacterial problem, definitely rub in the oils. Now, some hospitals overseas will use these oils to disinfect operating rooms and hospital beds. Now, I would not hesitate to use these herbs against even Ebola. So oils are excellent for gram-negative and even gram-positive bacteria. So oil up and get the job done. Now, let's talk about these aggressive bacteria, because when we're dealing with aggressive bacteria that can really manifest conditions within hours, I have found that it's best to really start out with the aggressive doses of the herbal extracts or tinctures. For instance, if the regular adult dose of the tincture would be a quarter of a teaspoon, then I would start with a full teaspoon and adjust up or down accordingly. So I would use the aggressive doses like every 2 hours while awake. I mean, no sense in you know, burn in daylight. Let's get it done. Now, there are other herbs. Are there other herbs to use? Yeah, there are other herbs to use to defeat bacterial infections. There's people all over the world using different herbs and different combinations. So I don't recommend, though, using the exotic imported varieties of herbs unless, you know, you're under the recommendation and guidance of a natural physician to use them. It's really instead best to use herbs that are indigenous to your area. Now let's talk about power block, because I look at many of these bacterial fighting herbs as helping the immune system block the bacteria's ability to spread and to also help the immune system kill the pathogen. So the body will do this as quickly as possible to prevent the likelihood of the bacteria manufacturing an antidote or cloaking itself to detection. So it's very important to have a healthy and strong immune system. So eating healthy will determine the strength of your immunity. Sugar, such as in a candy bar, will make an immune system operate at 50%, making anyone more vulnerable to disease for more than 8 hours. Also, alcohol in excessive amounts will block the nutrition to the immune system, which makes and manufactures the killer T cells and make it just more difficult to do. So alcohol will also make the red blood cells clump together and can plug up vessels. So people who drink in moderation are not at risk. But those who have more than 2 drinks every night are at risk. Drunkenness produces nutritional deficiency that corrupts immunity for up to 24 hours after getting drunk. So chronic drinkers have real high risk of bacterial infections like pneumonia and tuberculosis. So watch the alcohol and the sugar. Also, there is a travel advisory. If you are planning to travel, don't forget to check out the travel advisory websites to the types of pathogens in the areas you're traveling to. So pack your antibacterial fighting herbs, then, you know, take them with you or, you know, ship them to your location, whichever. And if you're going to get herbs, you know, make sure you get the good stuff. Make sure that when you invest in your herbal products, that you're getting the highly potent formulations that are powerful enough to assist the body to fight off a disease. So Apothecary Herbs makes the professional strength formulas that you're not going to find in stores. So these are the formulas that naturopaths, chiropractors, and other health professionals purchase, and you can too. So you can give them a call to place your order and check out their immune-boosting formulas, pandemic kits, and more. The number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And for international calls, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there going to herbtalklive.com too, but thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So check that out, Power Up. And as a reminder, if you're on the newsletter lists or the master lists, you should have gotten an email that we're working on the 15th year anniversary catalog. And while we noticed that prices are going up. So we're giving you a heads up that over the course of the next few weeks, you may see prices go up on the website. So it would behoove you to shop before all that happens. So by the end of August, all the pricing will be updated. And so shop now and pay last year's prices at thepowerherbs.com. Alrighty, we're going to be talking about anxiety and heart attacks, because a lot of people can't tell the difference. Am I having a heart attack or is it just an anxiety attack? So patients and sometimes even physicians have a hard time telling if someone is suffering from the panic attack or heart attack. So how can you tell if that squeezing sensation in your chest, the pressure you feel, is a panic attack, or if you really need to breathe in just the paper bag, or are you needing to ride it to the hospital in an ambulance? So we're gonna check it out. There are two symptoms that look alike. A combination of symptoms can confuse people. Like if you feel lightheaded and have a headache while you're taking deep breaths, you may even feel chest pain, but then it goes away. So is this the beginning of little hiccups of a heart attack telling you to slow down, or is this a panic attack? Well, rapid heartbeat and breathing issues caused by anxiety panic attack can actually cause chest pain, giving the person the sensation that they are having a heart attack. You know, but when in doubt, you know, use common sense, folks. Well, let's look at the statistics. Anxiety is the most common emotional disorder that affects over 40 million adults in the United States. That's 18% of the population. So anxiety costs the U.S. economy about $42 billion a year, according to the Journal of Clinical Psychology. So anxiety disorder can often be accompanied by depression. So half the patients that are diagnosed with depression, guess what? They also have anxiety. Well, let's look at the types of anxiety. There are more than one type. And they're often associated with a panic disorder. So when you obtain an understanding of how or why the body is reacting, you can actually have more control, and hopefully not under the control of toxic medications. You can control it yourself much better. So anxiety is really fear that something bad is about to happen. And fear basically is terror, and it comes from Satan, so it's not from God, see? So, and God isn't the author of fear. So the Bible refers to fear as a torment. So our Creator doesn't want us to live in fear. So there are some physical and mental signs of anxiety which can lead to panic attacks. And here's a brief list. You may have difficulty sleeping. You may have rapid heartbeat. You may have chest pains or lightheadedness, maybe weakness or tingling in your extremities, and difficulty concentrating, or you experience a lot of forgetfulness. Mm-hmm. So it is easy to confuse anxiety and panic attack symptoms with the heart attack. And often anxious person will, you know, hyperventilate, which can trigger chest pains, weakness, shortness of breath, and lightheadedness. So a panic attack itself also releases adrenaline, which speeds up the heart rate and can cause heart attack-like symptoms. Also, some folks with anxiety or hypersensitive are going to be hypersensitive to slight chest pain. It could trigger a panic attack, so know that too. So in contrast, a slight chest pain normally would not overly concern someone not affected by anxiety. Hey, we're going to take a break. On the other side, more. We'll be right back.
Drive a million miles.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Here on Herb Talk. Oh, yes, that adult detective. I'm on the case. Thank you, Frank. That's Sherlock's home theme music. I just love that stuff. All right. Well, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, how are we to identify an anxiety attack versus a heart attack? So how can we tell? you know, if your anxiety is kicking up instead of your heart. Hmm? So you can actually take five minutes, and there's this anxiety test online that you can take to determine which camp you tend to fall into, panic attack, heart attack. Now, it's at Cal Med Clinic, so that's CALMCClinic.com, and look for their anxiety test. Now, if you're on our website, if you want to sign up for our newsletter, these kind of hot links go out in the newsletter, and you can have them, boom, in your email in no time. So sign up for HealthQuest, and you'll get this information. Now, you want to read the test and just see if the test can help you determine your situation and if it warrants, you know, oh, goodness, I got to go to the doctor. You know, it may tell you that it's not anxiety, right? So use common sense. You know, if your heart is in good health, that it's most likely you don't have heart problems. It's most likely mostly a panic attack, but use common sense. If it gives you peace of mind to go to your cardiologist, then go get a clean bill of health, and but always research your options before you go. All right, now, here's some telltale signs. There can be very subtle differences in the symptoms that you experience with a panic attack and a heart attack. So here they are. If you suffer from a panic attack, these will climax in about 10 minutes, and they taper off. This scenario is less common for a heart attack, see? Number two, anxiety, chest pain is sharp and usually is in one spot, whereas heart attacks often generate a dull and radiating pain. Clue number three, panic attacks do not normally cause vomiting, but is very common if you're suffering a heart attack. So when in doubt, always, you know, get your heart checked out by your family physician and know where you stand and what you're dealing with, right? Get a diagnosis. Then you know, you're not shooting in the dark. You know what you're doing. All right, so let's talk about the big question. Is it possible for a panic attack to cause a heart attack? Well, the answer to this is most often no. However, if a person is suffering from long-term stress and anxiety and is not doing something about it, then it could damage the organs of the body, including your heart. So those who suffer from anxiety and also have a heart condition will be at a greater risk of a heart attack. So you want to get these things under control. So when a person experiences a panic attack, they feel like they're out of control. They panic. They often fear things that won't happen. So they focus on and mull over negative events, and it works themselves up. So getting control of your thought patterns is going to help you to control your physical symptoms. So these are natural and behavioral therapies that which would have a positive effect on your panic attack disorder. So one easy therapy you can utilize is regular exercise, right? By including a 30 to 45 minute exercise workout each day, it improves your mood and your energy. So the exercise, if it's done on a regular basis, helps you to cope better with stress. And regular exercise will also reduce the cortisol hormone created by stress. So this hormone can feed the anxiety gremlin. So exercise will improve your immune system, balance your hormones, improves your sleep and your physical strengthening of the body. You know, a lot of benefits there in exercising. Now, Frederick Douglass, he said this, it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. So, you know, try to instill good health patterns in your kids early, and they'll be strong throughout life, right? So let's look at some anxiety antidotes. Eating a healthy diet and getting the nutrition your brain and your heart need is going to be essential. You want some foods that have rich vitamin B1, very important for your brain, central nervous system. It helps regulate mood. Foods like green leafy vegetables, almonds, millet grain will contain your vitamin B1, your thiamine. Now, if you'd like a free list of foods with essential vitamins and nutrients, you know, we have an alphabet food list. So you could say to yourself, well, my doctor says I need more zinc. Then on the list, you can see what foods contain natural zinc. So and it just helps you avoid popping too many supplement pills and stuff. Who wants to do that? I'd rather eat my vitamins, but occasionally there is situations where you just need a little bit more. So then you would do the supplements. But if you're wanting the alphabet food list, it'll definitely have foods and herbs on the list, so you can check that out. And it's free. The folks at Apothecary Herbs can email it to you or pop it in the mail, and you can have that. So just give them a call or email a request off their website at thepowerherbs.com. And again, their toll-free is 866-229-3663, and tell them you want the alphabet food list, 866-229-3663. Now, there are herbs that help calm down anxiety and panic attacks. I like very much to use valerian root, but I'm very specific about it. I like it in a liquid tincture, works a lot better. It's more concentrated and works a lot better than capsules and tablets, so do look for the liquid. Also, St. John's wort is helpful, too, for mild to moderate types of anxiety and panic attacks. So if you get to on the more extreme end, then you're probably going to have to look at some other options there. Herbs that are going to strengthen and protect the heart, I like to use hawthorn berries with the flavonoids in it that helps protect the heart muscle, and I like to use red clover also to help cleanse the blood, keep that heart healthy and well. So apothecaries, they do have the valerian liquid. They do have St. John's wort in their emotional stress formula, and they do have both hawthorn berries liquid and the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula with the hawthorn plus a little bit more to help you steady out heartbeat and thin the blood of fat. There's a little bit more going on in that formula. It's called the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. Now, if you're not getting enough nutrition, enough vitamins, and you're just stressed out, your central nervous system, because it's starving for some natural nutrition, then check out the Body Foundation Food Mix. It's a powder. You just throw it in your vegetable or citrus juice or smoothie, and it covers you for vitamins and minerals and amino acids and plant proteins for the whole day, and it is just awesome to have that. It's the Body Foundation Food Mix, and they're all available at thepowerherbs.com. So check that out at your leisure. And now that you know the difference between anxiety and heart attacks, you'll be calmer about it, right? Okay. All right. We're going to talk about acid reflux because, you know, a lot of people ask me about this from time to time. And so we're going to just check it out and make sure that you are not in discomfort. You know, acid reflux can be a real problem, keep you up at night. So there are some things you might want to look at as far as acid reflux goes. There are about 70 million people that have digestive disorders, and 15 million of them have the reflux issue. Now, you probably know someone suffering from digestive ills, or maybe you have this problem yourself. Medical doctors advise you not to self-treat these kinds of conditions. And the majority of patients that suffer from heartburn and acid reflux also suffer from emotional disorders or problems, anxiety, for one. Diabetes is also high on the list, high blood pressure, angina pain of the heart, and ulcers. So according to medical studies, patients with emotional problems often have the worst digestive diseases. Now, new research is also showing that mild to moderate digestive diseases can be treated successfully with some lifestyle changes and the occasional use of some medicines. Even if you have heartburn or reflux once a month, you represent about 10% of the American population. They're pretty much eating the wrong foods to give them this reflux. So these are the first signals that the body will send, and you won't want to ignore them. So the body is letting you know, and later on down the road, unless you make some lifestyle corrections, that this condition will become more of a serious digestive problem. So if you have difficulty swallowing, or if you have sharp pain when you swallow, you should seek medical attention. If heartburn or reflux starts after the age 50 and causes vomiting, blood in the stool, or produces sudden weight loss or loss of appetite, you should seek medical attention. Let's use common sense here, okay? And it's good to know what's going on. Like I said, some people say, I don't like going to the doctor. I understand. I completely understand. But you can go to the doctor and get a diagnosis. Hopefully they do it correctly. And then you could go research your options. You know, doesn't mean you have to, you know, take the drugs or anything. You decide. You get to do that. Now, what are some other symptoms? Aside from the very common digestive symptoms of heartburn, acid reflux, some of the other symptoms that are associated with the reflux are hoarseness, chronic coughing, and chronic asthma. Now, let's look at some foods that you'll want to avoid that make reflux worse. So when it comes to stomach problems, it is recommended you should avoid all types of coffee because it can bring on stomach pain. There was a study out of the University of Michigan that found that those with stomach pain typically drank 2 cups of coffee a day. Now, a German study out of Munich found that several food culprits cause stomach pain, those with and even without ulcers, foods like mayonnaise, cabbage, fried foods, and salty foods cause stomach pain. Additional foods that they discovered were all meats, coffee again, carbonated drinks, and fruit juice. So you want to avoid foods that overstimulate those stomach acids, and foods like beer, wine, milk, coffee, tea, and soda will do that. So according to the German study, beer is one of the worst beverages because it doubles the stomach acid output by the body. So those who thought milk was a good thing to drink should know that although it may initially ease the stomach pain, it also creates a rebound effect, and too much alkalinity makes the stomach pumps kick back on, the acid, and it stimulates the stomach to produce more acids. So according to a nutritional expert, Elaine Maggie, she says herbs can also encourage an attack of heartburn or acid reflux. So you've got to be selective and be careful. You want to avoid peppermint and spearmint. Sometimes garlic and onion and cayenne can be a kicker to the acid reflux. Now, she does go on to recommend that you also want to avoid the following foods: meats and beans, chicken nuggets, buffalo wings, excessive sweets, snacks like your chips, salad dressings, fruit juice, mac and cheese, spaghetti, sour cream, milkshakes, ice cream, and cottage cheese. A lot of dairy there. So foods that produce more saliva can also help, as sweet pickles and bubble gum can help with the acid reduction. Watch the aspartame and the gum, though. I tell you, where can you find chewing gum without artificial sweeteners? I don't know. Now let's talk about some contributing factors. So being overweight and smoking seems to aggravate the condition by stimulating the production of stomach acids, and it relaxes the esophageal sphincter, which allows more acid reflux to go up into the esophagus. So if you consume alcohol, this will prime the pump for the heartburn and the acid reflux because it relaxes the sphincter muscle, and more acid gets up there. So if you drink alcohol within 2 hours before going to bed, you're more likely going to have the heartburn and reflux. So try not to do that. The alcohol relaxes the muscle and allows those acids to go slosh back up into the esophagus, making it burn. Also, let's talk about chocolate. I love chocolate. You know, I just do. Who doesn't love chocolate, right? Well, people who have problems with chocolate, you know, they love to hate it. Hey, people have allergies. Now, just a harmless piece of chocolate, though, what can that do? Well, it can trigger heartburn. A lot of people don't realize that chocolate chip cookie or that brownie, or just one little piece of chocolate out of that Valentine box can cause a trigger of heartburn. Some foods will create a chemical mechanism that encourages the heartburn. Chocolate's one of them. So how many times have you, you know, had digestive discomfort after you've had something with chocolate in it, maybe a fudge brownie? So how come chocolate does that? Well, chocolate acts like an antispasmodic or tranquilizer on that sphincter muscle I was telling you about. So the culprit chemical in the chocolate is a methyloxathine, and apparently chocolate does not provoke acid backwash in individuals that do not don't have the acid problem. It's a rarity, and they don't have heartburn. It's a rarity. So chocolate's not a problem for you folks. It's the people that have already the acid reflux and the heartburn issue pretty consistently, should stay away from the chocolate. Now, are there some drugs that can give this problem? Well, long-term use of some drugs to control the symptoms of your digestive disease is going to offer some side effects. Most people use the antacids, and they can experience diarrhea and constipation because of the aluminum and magnesium salt in the product. Now, calcium carbonate products like Tums can also cause constipation, and in some cases, there's too much calcium, and this causes kidney failure in some folks. Now, over-the-counter and prescription digestive medications can change the way your body breaks down and uses nutrients like as calcium, and it should not be consistently used for more than 3 weeks. So antacids will also interfere with the absorption of other prescription meds like your heart medications. Other popular drugs like Tagamet and Xanax tend to produce headaches, diarrhea, dizziness, and rashes. So if you also suffer from liver or nervous system disease, these conditions will exacerbate with the side effects of these types of drugs. Long-term use of these types of medicines offer a risk of stomach cancer. So any drug for heartburn or acid reflux should be used in a short burst for a limited amount of time, no longer than 6 weeks, while you adjust the lifestyle. Otherwise, you're going to be switched from drug to drug, and you're still going to have severe digestive disease, so do your homework on your prescription meds. Now, here's something you want to avoid. This is going to make your problem worse. There are medicines that make acid reflux worse. And these drugs will relax that sphincter muscle, the esophageal sphincter muscle. And these drugs are going to be calcium channel blockers, dopamine, sedatives, and pain relievers. Are you on chronic pain relievers, you know, the one-a-day one? Drugs that delay the stomach from emptying into the small intestine are calcium channel blockers, also a problem. So drugs that damage the esophagus and stomach lining are Fosamax for osteoporosis, potassium and iron pills, antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, aspirin, ibuprofen, like your Motrin, Advil, Nuprin, Ruf, you know, that kind of stuff, and also your Aleve. Naproxen. So, hey, I know you're taking it for pain relief and it's causing you pain, isn't it? Great. Let's talk about herbs that may be able to help you out. You can utilize herbs to improve your digestion while you modify the lifestyle. Keep a food journal. That's what I tell people. So easy. You can write down everything you eat and you can see where you're having more problems. You look back at what you had, right? You probably forgot you had a brownie. Somebody offered it to you at work, or you maybe had a cupcake with chocolate icing. It was somebody's birthday, and you forgot about that, right? Okay. Now, here's some herbs. Fennel seed helps improve digestion and eliminates gas and bloating. Ginger root will improve digestion and helps move food out of the stomach into the small intestine, helps relieve nausea and vomiting issues. Slippery elm inner bark and marshmallow root will soothe the lining of your digestive tract, your esophagus, and your stomach. If you plan to do bowel cleansing, you want to use a modified cleanse. And you want to use just the detoxer. At Apothecary Herbs, we have two formulas in our bowel cleanse kit. One is formula A that moves the bowel and makes the elimination process go every day. Okay, some people don't go every day, so we want to get that moving. Formula B is the detoxer. This is one that pulls out all the bad stuff you don't want. Heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, so forth, so on. So you would just want to use the detoxer because the herbs that stimulate the bowel to move are going to be too irritating usually. So you want to do a modified cleanse. Use just the detoxer. You want to drink more water. You want to eat lighter on your cleanse. And you may need to use things to move the bowel, like prune juice, for instance, if you're not moving quite as fast as you need to. Now, herbs to help relax and deal with emotional stress that can cause a lot of acid problems and heartburn. Check out your valerian root. Check out your relaxation formula with the lobelia, which will help remove tension from muscles. There's also an emotional stress formula. It's going to have more B vitamins in it to help you cope with stress better. So you have options there. Now, if you're trying to stop smoking, there's also a product called Smoker's Helper that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that will give your willpower a little bit more edge. Non-toxic way to quit. And, of course, again, that Body Foundation food mix that you can add to vegetable juice, smoothies, water even if you want, if you need more nutrition in the system, and it's easy on the digestive system. So all these are available at thepowerherbs.com. And you can call and request a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You do. Sign up for the newsletters. Go to thepowerherbs.com, click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter, and you'll get some natural therapies and some interesting informative links in your newsletter to help you be savvy out there, empowered with information, of course. And of course, you know, you can always let us know what you think. Feedback is good. And the newsletter is completely free, so it'll go out weekly. Now, there also is the American Survival newsletter you can sign up for. You can sign up for both if you want. And that's got a little bit more in there. It's got natural health news, and it's got financial markets and political stuff, you know, so it's a little bit more of a well-rounded type of informative newsletter, so you can check that out. That goes out weekly as well. And the folks from Discount Gold and Silver also contribute some really good financial market advice in there. And if you're interested in, you know, gold and silver, I recommend them. If you're interested in picking up some backup currency, give them a call, 800-375-4188. That's who I use, 800-375-4188, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We do have their banner on our links page. So if you go to thepowerherbs.com, just click the links, and you can get on over to them. I'm out of time, but I'll be back Thursday. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.